Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great concert promoter Rich Engler, who is also in his 50th year of promoting shows. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, and we're going to grease for peace here this morning.
You know what? Yes. You told me something when we were talking about this that I don't think a lot of people are aware of, and that is not only were they at Woodstock, they were on right before Hendrix, and it was Hendrix that wanted them there, right?
That's right. Jimi Hendrix was a real new item also, but a real craze that everybody wanted to see because of his spectacular playing. And Michael Lang from the promoter of Woodstock met with Jimmy because Jimmy wanted to have this important meeting, and Michael Lang had no idea what it was about. And Jimmy goes, "Well, listen, I'm going to play Woodstock, but I'm not going on without Sha-na-na going on right before me." And he goes, "What is Sha-na-na? Who is this?" And he goes, "Oh, you're going to love them. They're in the gold lamé suits, and we're just going to freak out the audience. The audience won't know what to do."
Yeah, and so, I'm sure there will be a lot of freaking out on Saturday night when they're in Greensburg.
But wait.
Well, they were going to really freak them out because it was supposed to be Sunday night, and the storms came in, and it was delayed till Monday morning. So Sha-na-na went on, and then Jimi Hendrix, and it was to wake up to at the hop was, I'm sure, quite an experience.
Rich, I'm looking at a picture of the group, and obviously we've got a few semesters behind us since those days. Any idea how many of these guys are the original members of Sha-na-na?
Oh, yeah. We have Screamin' Scott. He's the leader of the band. He will be there. Donnie York, been there forever. Jocko Marcelino is one of the originals. And throughout the years, a few of them moved on to, one has moved on to be an attorney, and a couple have passed. Lenny, the saxophone player, was a good friend of mine, passed away about, I don't know, 8 years ago in Nantucket. And he was the heavier dude that they always dressed up in women's clothes. and a funny thing, they did 97 episodes for their TV show, and they were really something. I brought them into the Stanley Theater several times in the Syria Mosque, but the one time I put them on sale, sold out. The 7 o'clock show. They said, "Let's do another one." So I put on a 10 o'clock show, sold it out. Then we put a matinee on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and sold that out. That was the only act in the history of the Stanley Theater that ever played three major shows in one day
and sold them all out.
That's amazing.
Sold them all, and 3,500 tickets. The Stanley at the time held 3,500 seats, so it was quite a feat. Then we had them come out for dinner the next day, and they were going to be on television. So we're sitting there getting ready to eat, and my kids were only like 2 and 3 years old, and they loved the Sha-na-na show on TV, so they would always watch it. And so the band's in the living room, the kids are in the living room, and the TV show comes on. They look at the TV, and they looked at the band, looked at the TV, looked at the band, and started crying. they always thought that anybody that's on TV is in TV. They were like non-living souls.
That's true. That's tremendous.
It's a It was a traumatic experience.
I'm sure your kids have. They should write books of their own about hanging out with you and Cindy, your wife. Sha Na Na, the 50th anniversary tour at the Palace Theater Saturday night at 7:30 with special guest Pendulum, a tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. Rich Engler, our guest. We got to get you back. You got to get another book going. You got a documentary going about your 50 years of music. We got a lot to cover at some point in the future, Rich.
Yes, indeed, indeed. I'm working on another book. I was hoping to have it out for this holiday season, but I had too many other things, too many sidetracked that they were filming that documentary, which took up a lot of time, and it just did not work. But
it's okay. It could be next year's stocking stuffer.
I'd say 2020 for that.
All right.
By the way, on the Sha Na Na show, there are plenty of good seats still available. And no additional shows will be added.
Rich, thank you, man. Funny. Good luck Saturday night.
And listen, there's a special veterans and military discount that I want to send out to everybody. And if you're traveling up to Erie on the 24th of November. Gino Vannelli is up there at the Warner Theater.
Can you get our friend Jim Colony in to meet Gino?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to work this out. Rich, thank you.
That's it. One more show. Michael W. Smith for Christmas over at the Christ Church at Grove Farm in Swickley, December 19th. Michael W. Smith and Mark Martell, who was the voice behind Bohemian Rhapsody. For a Christmas show, it's phenomenal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.